From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Lawmakers are meeting today to discuss the future of food stamps. The real name of food stamps is the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. A House committee is considering a change that would limit which foods people on food stamps can buy with their benefits. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
The cost of the SNAP program has escalated significantly in the past two decades. It carried a $17 billion price tag in 2000. It was just under $71 billion last year. Susan Levin is a dietitian with the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. She says the government should talk about changing the program.
I think the conversation needs to be a little bit more creative than just, hey, eat more fruits and vegetables and call it a day. I think we need to talk about what people are actually buying with SNAP dollars.
She says people are buying fatty foods and sugary soft drinks with their benefits. Diane Schanzenbach, an economics professor at Northwestern University, says there are some incentives for buying healthy foods, but it ain't easy.
People shouldn't purchase as much sugar sweet beverages, and we shouldn't be subsidizing it. Well, it's a lot harder to change that behavior than it looks.
Because she says most people in the SNAP program supplement what they spend on groceries with their own money. So if you can't buy those sodas with food stamps, you're likely just going to pay cash for them. I'm Andy Euler from Marketplace.